you see my garden? There are beans.
Yeah, that's my garden. I want to plant this area potato, in the left side onions, and my daughter likes flowers.
I took the seeds from Rwanda.
I only want to get some vegetables and talk to other people. I like it that it's multicultural. I like that.
It looks like spinach.
Strawberries. I've got them from a friend.
I want to make this okay, but I don't know how. I hope I get a little bit help.
20 plots, 15 cultures, one garden. This summer, tune into Eurovox to hear how an international community grows together. The Garden Project.
Last week, Kateri Yoakum caught up with the organizer of the International Garden Project, Bernd Assenmacher, who talked about the genesis of the project.
In 1998 starts the first project like this in Göttingen, Interkulturelle Garten Göttingen. And we heard in the beginning of 2000 about this and think maybe it's a nice project. And then we go to the city of Bonn, and the politician parties decided in 2003 that this is okay. And Theo Bühler is like me, we like gardens. And say, yeah, oh, it's a nice project and it's a nice place.
This week we catch up with Rwandan Jean Bosco, who is proudly showing off his beans to Kateri Yoakum. But as they are talking about his flourishing garden plot, we learn that things haven't always been so good for him.
Those are beans, aren't they?
They look nice, huh?
Oh, those are beautiful. Look at those flowers, the purple and red flowers.
This is another kind of beans. They grew higher and higher. You produce more on small area.
They're really bean stalks, like Jack and the Beanstalk.
We call it long beans.
They're bushy beans, right?
Bushy beans.
What do you make with the beans?
At home we use the beans. They are like Chinese, they eat rice. So in Rwanda, we used to eat beans almost every day, with the potatoes, with sweet potatoes. And most of the time, they can mix peas and beans. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about how you came to Germany.
I was in charge with the pattern sheet between Rheinland-Pfalz and Rwanda from 85 to 95.
And then what happened?
After I lost my job, that's all. Because, you see, it was another government. The staff of the embassy was renewed, so I didn't have post. I stayed here for my children, so I preferred to settle here until when, I don't know.
The government changed, but of course it was more than just the government change. There was a genocide in Rwanda. What was that like to be here when that was happening in your country?
At the time? You can understand how I was feeling. I saw that nobody tried to help just those people to cease and to dialogue. There is no contribution from any country, from UN. That's what I can say. It happened that it was growing and growing until it happened. That's what happened is a genocide.
Did you think about bringing your parents here?
I didn't have. I saw that my parents are dead after 6 months. It is a big difference when you expect to go home to see your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your old friends, and you feel that all this population don't exist anymore. It is a pity. It is really, really hard to feel it.